Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net.
From author Mahogany Silverrain comes the book, Tell Me You Love Me. Tell Me You Love Me is a paranormal and diverse romance novella. This is the first book in the Kenya Clark series. Breaking the laws of magic, a supernatural serial killer is unleashed on the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Special Agent Kenya Clark of the GBI Paranormal Crimes Investigation Unit has been given the case. Her partner hates anything to do with the supernatural. Kenya has a gift that allows her to see the crime through the eyes of the victim. However, in this case, she sees through the eyes of the killer. To solve the case, she must find out what her connection to the killer is. But will she and her partner be able to work together? Tell Me You Love Me from author Mahogany Silverrain is available on Amazon in both Kindle and paperback editions, as well as the author's website, mahoganysilverrain.net. Tell Me You Love Me from author Mahogany Silverrain. Order your...
You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us tonight on Mahogany Says Show. I am your host, Mahogany Says, and we are talking with two authors tonight, Love Journey and Ms. Dahlia Rose. Dahlia, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hi, everyone.
Hi, glad you made it.
Yay.
So how are you?
I'm good, doing a little bit of running around, but other than that, it's the holiday season, so, you know, busy, busy.
Oh, yes. Have you got any Christmas shopping yet?
None whatsoever. Don't do Black Friday. Don't do crowds. I have not started the thing.
I haven't either. It's just a shame.
I think I'm going to be probably a last-minute shopper freaking out for my kids.
Yeah, I'm more of the online shop that way, get delivered to the house,
yes,
add it somewhere, and then wrap it like the night before.
Exactly. Stay on the front porch so no one steals my packages kind of shopper.
Exactly. I'm like, just knock on the door, I'll come get
it. Exactly.
So
press
tell
my
me
ring doorbell.
Right? So that ring and drop.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what kind of books do you write? Tell our audience.
Well, I write, I'm what you'd call a multi-genre author. I write anything from urban fantasy to contemporary or military romance, paranormal. But my primary medium are interracial couples, Black women, white men, or Latina women. I just go interracial or multicultural with my characters to bring more diversity to the romance genre.
Oh. Well, there's a lot of genres there.
I know.
Do you use the same pen name, or do you change it up? Or?
Well, I have Dahlia Rose is my romance pen name, and I also write under Billy Arsenault, and that's more suspense, gritty thrillers, cop, procedural crime dramas with a hint of romance, stuff like that. They're usually set, you know, in a place where, of course, serial killers. So I find that with Dahlia, I have to keep the romance separate from the, you know, ID channel side of me that wants to solve crimes and solve murders and do it in books.
Ah, okay. So what inspired you to start writing?
I've been writing since I was 12 years old. I'm from Barbados. That's, you know, small island in the Caribbean. Best beaches in the world. If you have to go somewhere for a vacation, go to Barbados. Enjoy the beaches,
oh,
enjoy the food, enjoy the
oh,
people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
So I grew up going to libraries and stores and stealing my aunt's romance novels and reading them and noticing that it's all set with just one set of couples, white male, white female, and I really didn't see any diversity in there. And so I was 12 years old writing my own little sweet romances, you know, giving them a little swing, and my heroines were Caribbean and black and everything all that right. I knew, and then, you know, white guys, European, you know, those dashing heroes, you know, everything you read in those old
in romance novels,
books. Yes. Yeah. Those Barbara Cartland, that was like, oh my God. In those days, we thought those were so salacious, and now we're like, oh, those are tame.
Exactly.
Yep, so that's where my career started out.
Oh, so I think we have another call. Is that you, Miss Love Journey?
It's me. Hi,
all right.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm all with Dahlia.
I know she was fangirling on Facebook, so.
I don't know why.
Because you're good. She's a fan. She's read your books.
I know. I'm always so like shocked that people are like, oh my God, I'm fangirling. I'm like, but why?
Oh,
I don't wear pants half the time.
Oh, yeah.
I'll join the club.
I talked to all my friends tonight.
I know she's definitely
Well, thank
be,
you for having me on the show.
Yes. I'm excited. Because I've been following you for a little while now, and Dahlia Rose, you are new to me. Actually, I haven't read any of your books, but I hope to read one soon. So I'm going to have to get one of your books so that I can read and join everyone else and start fangirling.
You've got 14 years worth of – just choose one and go.
Hey. That'll work. That'll set me up for a while. So, Love, we were discussing what inspires – Miss Dahlia, to write. So tell us what inspires you to write.
Well, I first got inspired to start writing. I've only been writing romance since 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And I had so much material that I kind of hit the ground running and just came out book after book because it was really fun and exciting to me because before writing romance, I wrote research books. This was such a great artistic outlet. I'm a social worker in my other life, and so I really needed something to let my artistic side out. And,
yes, definitely.
I tried painting. I suck.
Don't we all? I suck at it too, but I try to think that I'm a little artist inside me somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. So
we use words instead of
books,
paint.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
So I am I'm a written artist.
That's right.
And so that's how I got started writing it. That was my
story. Okay.
Well, written artist.
Yes, written artists are
we're all creation. We're all creators in our own way. Our stories
exactly.
and our world that we build in our head are our babies. They're our paintings. Instead of being on canvas, people can imagine them and be right there with
you
our characters.
You can see them.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we paint the picture for you
it.
In words. Yes.
Yes.
I claim that too.
I claim it all.
Thank you. I like that. I like that. We paint with words. There you go.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, Love, tell us how different. You're just a little bit different because, like, I know most interracial romance authors kind of stick to black women and white men. So you kind of veer off to, you kind of found your own little niche here with Asian men and black women. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I did. I am the unicorn of the interracial romance genre, and I love it. I've always been different, but when I first started, I used to read. I heard Dahlia's story about reading romance novels when she was younger, and it was the same for me. I devoured romance books, snuck into my mother's stash, found them, and when I found the Goodwill, and they were 25 cents. And one summer, one of my friends, her mother wanted to keep us out of trouble, so she went and bought a garbage bag full of romance novels from the Goodwill and just dumped them on the floor and said, girls, because we were, you know, just walking the neighborhood. Uh-huh. And she was like, no.
Wow.
And that was the beginning. That was the beginning, because then I found Harlequin romances that featured the Indian and white.
Mm-hmm.
And that
yeah.
was that was my first taste of interracial romances. And I was like, yes. This is wonderful, but I would always imagine myself, you know, in the character role, but they weren't written to look like me. And so, quite a few years ago, I accidentally ran upon a book featuring Asian men and Black women, because I've always thought Asian men were beautifully attractive. I mm-hmm. love the Asian culture. It's not just men. I love the Asian culture.
Oh, yes,
culture.
Definitely.
And so a few years ago when I ran into an Asian men Black women book, I was hooked. And so I read every book. I read all the books that were out there, because there weren't that many. There were just a few. And so once I finished the last one and I was like, okay, I need more, there weren't any more to read. And so, okay, well, I'm one of
there
those people
go.
That I see a need, mm-hmm. fill a need. And so
exactly.
anymore, I said, well, I'm going to write some more. I'm going to write
some
more.
All right.
So that's where my journey began.
Yeah. I think for me, it's like, you see, I tend to go towards the more European men. I go with American military men because, and I do love a military man because, hey, I'm married to one.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to the
there
song. And I see being with him, I saw a lot of men come home and they lost their wives. And mm-hmm. I felt like these men needed happy endings. And I can't give them that in, you know, life, but I can give them that in my own reality. If I can give them all a happy ending,
mm-hmm.
and I do mm-hmm. love like Scottish men; they are so delicious.
Oh
so.
Yes, the accent alone,
and the kilt. Let's not talk.
Yes.
About
that. I think you
oh,
started
yeah.
that craze. I think you started that craze. I think that was you, Dahlia. I think it was you.
I
it was like
I think
a year.
One character
ago.
I haven't had.
Oh yeah,
I've written about.
Yeah.
When you gotta like
you watch
that
show. Do you watch Outlander?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
isn't
Jamie
pretty?
Oh, God.
Pretty,
so
but
pretty.
I like mine bigger. You know, like Game of Thrones, the mountain, that big, delicious man. They got to be big and thick.
Mm-hmm.
Like a good, thick, juicy steak. You want them big.
Lovely.
That's a thick
cut.
Oh,
I'm over here rubbing my hands together. Oh, lovely.
Right, if that's in video, we can see, right?
And I think that we try to break that stigma that, you know, Black women have to date Black men. I mean, there's so many different cultures out there, and I'm sorry,
exactly.
but we are a delicious group of women. And who wouldn't want to take, you know, foray into that
that's
and see what we're about?
Good.
So
exactly.
I don't think
a lot.
We just have to
a lot
stick
of, a lot
that
of men
stigma.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
when I was in high school.
Interracial
I
romance,
did
period. Yep. Yeah.
In high school, I think
interracial
it was my first boyfriend.
Yeah.
yeah, they were. He was white, so it was kind of not done. It was like the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
It was still kind of, we got stared in the hallway, and the boyfriend I had for him was Hispanic, so we got stared in the hallway, you know. But it's just, I never thought, okay, I have to stick to, because my mother didn't raise me that way. And I just went with whoever I thought was attractive. So it didn't matter what color they were. The only thing I had to do,
it's just so European.
Yeah, I was raised a little different.
Blend.
Yes.
I really didn't understand the stigma.
Interracial romance
is necessary. It is.
And it definitely has picked up in the last 10 years. When I first started writing, it was like, very, very, very new, and I got no, we're not, you know, we don't have stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
Harlequin turned me down. Avon, I was like, wow. And now it's like everywhere.
You know, when
really
I first started, they called it a fantasy niche genre when I started, and I could tell you that I could count the amount of people that wrote interracial romance on my hand. I started this in 2008. Mm-hmm. So,
you started writing.
And when I had my first cover done, it was they had no African-American women cover models, and they took a white lady and colored her black.
No.
Oh, wow. Yes, they did. And they shaded her black, and they shaded her badly, and I was not having it. I am like, find me a girl that represents us, because there's no black lady out there that looks like if she's two-toned and she has blonde hair with streaks in it. It is terrible.
Oh, no. No, that's definitely not us. I mean, we can rock the blonde sometimes too, but
mm-hmm. And if you saw the original covers,
I find myself there now with
You don't. When you look at the original covers, when it was IR, you never saw IR couples. You saw the girl one side and the guy one side, and they tried to blend them together. And now there's places like Royal Touch Photography that does such amazing covers with interracial couples that are just like right there,
nice.
Giving you that intensity so that you can put it on your book cover.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to look them up then.
I find myself in that position now with Asian men and black women. I find myself there now with AMBW because it's so new. So if interracial romance has a small slice of the pie, even, you know, chop that piece even smaller to a itty-bitty sliver for Asian men and black women.
Yeah.
And a lot of people ask me often why I write that genre, and it's because I love it. I write what I love to read, but I also consider myself an advocate in the community to show.
I'm sure everyone
has heard the research, you know, black women are the least desirable, Asian men are the least desirable.
No,
we are not.
No,
we are beautiful, and we're beautiful together. And so that's why I write the books, to show people positive images and romantic relationships between the two groups that most people think that, you know, are the least desirable.
Yeah.
But no, we're beautiful.
Exactly.
Well, love,
there actually is one movie. What's it called?
The Last Christmas. The Last Christmas with Amelia Clark. And so delicious.
Oh, okay.
But you can find, if you're looking for covers, again, Royal Touch Photography. She has Asian models who pose with black women, and they give some steamy heat for those covers. So you should definitely check them out, because she'll give you a lot of to choose from.
Yes, thank you so much. It is growing. It's growing.
Thank you.
When I first started and I first got out there, it was hard. It was really hard to find. It was hard to find Asian men pictures. Mm-hmm. Just period. But now that I consider it a movement, and so I'm fueling the movement. Whatever I can do to help other AMBW authors, artists, writers.
I've
got my hands in
so
many different things, because people have been waiting for this movement to happen in the interracial romance community, and it's finally that train that's got going. So I'm
and you know they
about
make
it.
The cutest little half Asian babies now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Blazing
babies. And I mean,
I'm sorry, we have to go to commercial, but you are listening to Mahogany Says, and we will be right back after this commercial break. Thank you for joining us.
You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silverain, mahoganysilverain.net.
Hot Coffee, An Interracial Romance by Donna R. Mercer, a new release on December 3rd, is now available for pre-orders on Amazon. Roman is a playboy, but one too many scandals has put his CEO position in jeopardy. He must find a nice girl, one that the board of Hemingway Industries would approve of, and get married before the new year. Maya is just the woman he needs with her wholesome clean image. Roman is the one man who has ever held a place in her heart, but she has no plans of marriage, only philanthropy. So Roman must prove his love and earn Kamaya's trust, or risk losing it all. Everyone needs a little cream in their hot coffee. An Interracial Romance by Donna R. Mercer. For more information, visit www.donnarmercer.com. Hot coffee. Get your copy today. Two Ink Minimums, Book 1 of the Permanent Hangover Series by Michelle Prince. All Finn Gardner wanted was some fresh air when he stepped down to the alley behind the Permanent Hangover Bar and Tattoo Parlor. Instead, he found someone who needed help. His help. Bailey Parson escapes her life in Chicago to find a better one in St. Paul. Not only does she win over the customers and staff with her smart wit and empathy, she wins over Finn as well. But when Bailey's past threatens their relationship, Finn has a decision to make. Just how much of his dark past does he need to unlock to save her? Two Ink Minimum by USA Today bestselling author Michelle Prince. Get your copy on Amazon today. You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering. MahoganySilvering.net.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to Mahogany Says. And we are talking with Love Journey and Dahlia Rose, both interracial romance authors, but also Dahlia Rose is also a multi-genre author. That's what is that what you said, Dahlia?
Yeah, multi-genre. Yes. I write everything from dragons to werewolves.
Ooh, well, dragons. Werewolves. Uh-huh.
I do love dragons.
I do love good shifters, and I haven't read many dragon shifting stories, so I think I have to read some because I really like dragons.
Yeah, well, I have a whole series that's set in this world that I built called Paladin. It's the Paladin Dragons, and I am releasing the book 11, which is the very last book, and it's a whole war, overarching war that went throughout the whole series, and now the last book is finally the culmination of 10 books, these people dancing around each other, and women, you know, these amazing shifters in this amazing world that is like so crisp and vivid to me. It's like when I write it, I'm there with them.
You can picture it. Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, everyone loves them, and they love the heroines because I hear people say, oh, well, you know, we write IR women sometimes are weak. And I'm like, no, we do not write weak women.
Oh, no.
We write women that are just like us, and that they're badass.
Strong.
So, yes, strong, capable, and will fight next to a dragon to help protect the world. So I've fallen in love with dragons to the point that I have them tattooed on me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I only have one tattoo, but it's just words.
Oh.
Just something to remind me to be strong when I feel really bad.
You
like
are
that.
33 tattoos behind me.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but unfortunately now I'm on blood thinner, so
no
more tattoos. So I kind of live through my daughter, who is practically covered. She has two sleeves in her side and working two on her chest, I think. So
it's
I kind of live through her tattoos.
Yeah.
Yes. Now she has her fingers. She has a moon across her knuckles, you know, the moon phases.
Yeah.
It looks really pretty.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So tell me, love, when was your first book and what was it? When was it published?
So my first romance book was published, I believe, in 2017 or 2018, and it was Remember Tonight. It was actually a three-book series concerning K-pop. It was my K-pop promise series. I had a dream that just would not leave me until I wrote it down. And as soon as I wrote it down, I stopped having this reoccurring dream, I mean, every night. And when I wrote it down, I said, you know what? It's time to move along this creative journey. It's time. Let's do it.
Do it. Sounds awesome.
Yeah,
so Miss Dahlia,
featuring a K-pop star that I was in love with.
Oh, which one is that?
Which one? It's several, but on this one, I fell in love with a K-pop group, Big Bang, so G-Dragon. I was in love with him. Still am. He just got out the service, but Big Bang, they were my first introduction to K-pop, and I was fascinated at how how pretty much how black these K-pop groups are. They love black women,
right?
And they have borrowed from R&B all over the place. And so it was so new and exciting to me, and it just made my blood flow.
Wow, that is awesome. So Dahlia, how about you? What was the name of your first book?
My first book was Paradise Found, published in 2000 and I think contracted in 2005, published in 2006 with a now defunct company. And this was like my first, I wrote it while my husband was deployed. And mm-hmm. I used to write chapters and I used to send it to him to read. And
oh.
him and his friends got kind of addicted to it. So I used to have to send them more and more and more. And then it turned into a novel. And it mixed my move to North Carolina, because I had just moved to North Carolina with my kids. And I set it based in North Carolina, but my heroine was being stalked by a serial killer. And then it ended up in Barbados, using a lot of the places that I grew up seeing and exploring, and a lot of places where tourists love in Barbados. And I took it. It was kind of like this overarching international thing where she was being chased, and then it culminated in Barbados. So I really loved that book because it mixed military, contemporary suspense, interracial, international spy, serial killer. So
nice.
It really was well received, and I think that it's probably most of the time anyone that knows me says, I know that first book, because it's like very close to my heart.
Oh, well, that is amazing. That's awesome. I would have loved to grow up in Barbados. That sounds so neat.
It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And being an island and
climbing
by the water all the time.
Going to the beach for no reason, running through sugar cane, blue skies. It was like really, I had the most amazing childhood. I will definitely say that.
Wow.
Plus,
see,
I have nothing exciting to add to that.
Yeah, the youngest three.
I grew up in Indiana.
Nothing wrong with that. I was born in New Orleans, but we were military family, so we moved around a lot. And I ended up going to Texas.
God, I'm so jealous.
Both I can explore. I love going to book signings for this, so I can explore the United States. It's beautiful.
Well, there you go. I had to become a flight attendant to do that. A long time, when I was in my 20s, that was a lot of fun.
You see, that's an adventure in itself. Being a flight attendant, you can write a story around that.
That is
true. That's a theory. Go ahead, do it.
That's a theory, especially because I had two children at the time who I ended up being a nanny.
Ooh.
But I was home for 4 days, and I was home for 3 days, and I worked, you know, or deadhead to work for, you know, for 3 days. So they count your time as leaving home as deadheading back to your airport, and then you would start your shift. So it was pretty, I mean, I was home for 4 days, okay, traveling on the first and the fourth day, so, but I was still home.
Yeah.
But yeah, for the days that I was gone, I had to use a nanny, but it was still fun. I enjoyed it. And then we could fly for free anywhere we wanted. Yeah.
Exactly. Go to Paris. That's one of my dreams.
That's one I have not been. I would love to go to Paris.
And I'm sure would love to go to Korea and Japan.
And
experience it all.
Well, love, my first name for real is Kimiko. And my dad was stationed in Okinawa, so that's how I got my name. The running joke is he had a girlfriend.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, you know. But he sent my mom home to the States to have me. I was like, just that close to having a, you know, dual citizenship, but okay.
Just that close.
Like, you had to send her home.
That close.
That's a beautiful
close.
Name.
Thank you.
So, yeah, have you been to Japan or any of those places yet to explore?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, that is happening after I get these two teenagers out of my house.
Okay.
I am on my way to an Asia tour. Actually, my lover is from Laos, And ooh, so okay. We have lots of plans. Yeah, we have lots of plans to hit the road and see it all. I've been budget traveling here recently, and just so people know, I found a trip to China on Groupon for $799. Yeah, it was like 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the goal for next year.
But you see how she says it, my lover. She just made it sound so sexy, like so international and foreign. My lover.
He is. Oh, he's exotic. I love it.
She just made it sound all kind of makes me want to go
I'm going to go on a trip.
Exactly. I want to go listen to K-pop now.
Oh, yes. I know most of my kids they got me into anime, so I started with them, and they read lots of manga books, and I mean, I've always loved the Japanese culture, but it would be interesting to actually go and see it for myself.
Yeah, and now we have AMBW manga. We have AMBW manga out there. Yeah, it's growing. This whole movement is growing, and I'm in love with every moment of it.
Ooh, I think I'm gonna look for that.
My son went to Japan. And my son's an artist, and he went to Japan. And hello? Yeah. And he brought me back a little Asian dragon that I just love, and I'm like, now I have to go to Japan and find everything dragon. And he loves the culture. Exactly. He's an artist, so he loved everything. He says that there's an anime world there that's like Disney World, and I'm like, I must go now.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you please do that, Dahlia, so that you can write a dragon, Asian men and black women series?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely.
I will do it.
That would be cool. Yes.
I need it.
I've got to put it on my to-do list now. Asian men, black women, dragon shifter series.
Dragon shifter, yes.
There it is. I love it.
Definitely.
You're just going to make me go roaming now and leave my kids and go spend like a month in Japan.
Oh, that would be awesome. I've got two left at home now.
We're all just going to meet up in Japan and have tea and explore together.
Exactly.
There it is. I love it. I got one more year. One more year.
Well, I have four for the youngest. We have six kids, and we're down to two now. So one is 17, and one is 14. He just turned 14. So
yeah, we're down to the 15-year-old and the 10-year-old, but there's an 18-year-old that can stay home and watch them, so I'm going if I need to go.
I love it. I just came back. I left that 17-year-old. Yeah, I just left them here.
Exactly.
I said 20-year-old, come home from college and watch your sister. Goodbye.
Built-in babysitting.
Exactly. Yeah, because the 17-year-old's in college. So yeah. Yeah, we have four grandchildren now.
Oh, wow.
So. Yeah. Our newest one just came in September.
Oh.
And he's our first grand boy. He's our first grandson.
Aw.
And they're all biracial. all of them.
Beautiful.
I love it.
We are in waiting
for Hispanic, too. So. Yeah, he's Hispanic and white. His mom is white and his dad's Hispanic. So my daughter and him. So he's a beautiful little
baby.
That's
another area. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another area I've been looking into is Latino men and black women.
Yeah.
There is not a big book market out there for it. And so you know me. I'm like, let's create it. Let's get that going.
Because actually, in my newest release, there is one. She has. It's not a one-on-one partnership because she's got two other men in her life, but the third one is Hispanic and French. So he speaks Spanish in the book, so a lot. So I think that he's my first Hispanic character that I've created. I have another one. I think one that's coming up. Alejandro. It's from Passion's Pride series, and that one should be out like in January. So.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I did Alejandro for that. Yeah. And I did the Latin billionaire series. Yep.
Ooh. Oh, you did?
Yes, I did Latin billionaires. Two very sexy Latin men. And they were rich as hell, and they loved European women. And of course, my heroines were black, but they were British. So I kind of crossed the international waters again. So
nice.
I did have a lot of readers say that they don't see enough Latin men being portrayed. So my book last year, Combat Christmas, my hero was living in America, and he was a soldier, but his family is from Portugal. So he used a lot of that sexy Spanish, you know, in the book. And I was like, I love this so much.
Wow.
Rubbing my hands together again.
Right. Definitely had an end to my list. All right, Dolly, I'm going to have to really add up my list here. My to-be-read list is getting thicker and thicker.
I didn't
Christmas
say
holidays,
it was
multi-genre
for no reason.
That's right. I like that. So tell me, ladies, how is your time away from writing? What do you do for hobbies or fun? Doesn't matter which one wants to go first.
I dance. I go dancing. I love to dance. I read a lot.
Love it.
And being Caribbean, you know, I'm a certified chef. I'm an ACF certified chef, so I do a lot of cooking.
Nice.
So if I'm cooking in the kitchen, when I'm downtime and I want to create, I again go to the kitchen. I make all these elaborate meals. I'm dancing around. I have my wine. My rum, depends on what mood I'm in, and you know, I make a lot of sweets, which my husband loves and the kids love. And that's just basically me. I like to, you know, I go out and like walking, and I like to do the nature thing, but primarily I'm dancing or cooking.
Nice.
I'm like that guy from Game of Thrones. I drink and I know stuff. I drink and I make food.
Nice. And how about you, love?
Very, very. So I love to travel. Right now I've got the travel book, and so I'm always just planning my next trip. I just came back from the Grand Canyon because I had never seen it. And at this age, I was like, you know what? I want to see it. I visited Hawaii recently because I don't come from a military household. I'm a single mom. So it's just been me and my girls for 20 years. And so now that they're getting older, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to live.
Go
so,
to Barbados. Hint, hint.
I hear.
Yeah.
I hear. So, got the travel bug. I like to read, but I'm a movie girl. I love Korean drama.
Mm-hmm.
I love to watch TV. So that I'm a Netflix and chill.
Yes. That's mostly where I find a lot of movies on there for Korean movies.
Yeah, and she knows she has that lover, so Netflix and chill.
Yes. But the Korean dramas are taking over.
Wow.
They're all
I have
over.
Heard that.
And
yeah,
I love it because it's like reading. So watching K-dramas, even though they're in another language, it's like reading a good book with pictures. It's even better because I get to read, but I get to, you know, have the whole visual thing going on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome.
Wow.
I've heard a lot of people say that they're absolutely – Kasana is another author that writes Asian men, black women, and she's addicted to Korean dramas. I think the first Asian men, black women book I have ever read was Amari Jade. She used to write the – I don't know if she's republished, but she had this whole
– You just – I love her.
Yes.
I love her.
I have known her since we were at a place called, I think, either Kakawisi's or Aphrodite's Apples together, and I have read every one of her. I used to edit her work at one point when we were at Sugar and Spice Press together, and I have seen or read or formatted every one of her Asian books, and they are sublime.
They are drama. They are.
Yes,
so
and I mean, and they are all tied
in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And could you please tell her to write book 11? I'm waiting on it. I stalk her for that book 11 of the series. She has
you
a
need
K-pop,
to get her on Facebook because
it's not.
Yeah.
Well, she's not on Facebook, and she's really
she
on social media. Is she?
Yes, she's
she?
On Facebook because
I
go find her and tell her to write that book because sometimes she's not really on there a lot, but she does come on it popping every now and again. I will email her and tell her, listen, you need to write book 11.
Yes. Hopefully it's already written. I need her to get them out of here.
Mm-hmm.
She is one of my first authors that I started with, and that she is one of those authors that I will type her name in Amazon and see if she has anything new.
Yeah,
she's one of those ones. I love her.
Nice.
I love
and she was
her.
Writing,
and her,
she was writing that when nobody else was.
Yes, and it's called the Pretty Boy, the Pretty
Asian
Pretty
Boy
series. Asian Pretty Boy series.
And we're in the Pretty Boy. And you just
yeah,
I just gobbled those things up, and I was, and every
wow.
time one ended, I was so mad. I'm like, what's going to happen?
And yes.
Put
well,
them
she
out.
She put out book 10 last year. She's been
mm-hmm.
doing one book a year in that series, and so I've been stalking her, you know, a little. Funnier to write the next one. I love her.
It was like watching
that's
The
awesome.
Young and the Restless over a span of years, except Asian
yes.
Pretty Boy.
Well, wow.
Yes, well, that's what the K-dramas are like. And so it's not
mm-hmm.
just K-dramas. So you have Chinese dramas and Japanese dramas, but they're
mm-hmm.
like that. There's so much going on. It is a soap opera, a reality show, everything all mixed together. And I just can't wait for the first black woman to be in one of those dramas. I'm excited about that.
You should just send them your book and say, make this into a
yes,
series.
Make this
it's,
happen.
It's
yes,
in the
definitely.
Plan. It is in the plans, yes, yes. Well, we've had two Asian men, black women movies come out just here recently. The Sun
mm-hmm.
is also the star,
mm-hmm.
one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And the community
oh, yeah,
is
with
so
the...
excited about that. Yes, but I also wrote a book that talks about different things in the Asian men, black women community. It's more of a nonfiction book, and there are
mm-hmm.
actually 10 to 12 other movies featuring Asian men and black women.
Yes.
They're kind of quiet as kept, you know.
Yeah.
Have you seen
but they're out there. We're growing.
I think it's Catfish and Black Bean Soup with Sanaa
yes.
Lathan.
Yes, that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then
I think that they're trying more to get it more in the forefront, because I think it's the whole lot of stereotype that when you see people writing about Asian men, they're always in the Yakuza, or they're always these mafia
yeah.
types, or
mm-hmm.
these horde businessmen
mm-hmm.
that are, you know, lavacious, and they want slavery and submission, and we're seen as these exotic things that they can be traded, and you don't really see the love aspect. But this is what I like about the new genre of books that are coming about with Asian men and black
mm-hmm.
women. Next year, I'm going to be part of an Olympic anthology with Michelle Prince and a few others that is going to be featuring. It's going to be based in the Olympics, and it's going to be only featuring Asian men, black women. So the whole series is the Olympics,
oh, wow.
Asian men, black women. And
ooh, there you
I
go.
Mean,
wow.
I'm really excited about writing that, because she gave us our genre. She told us this is what we want. It's all going to be set at the 2020 Olympics. We've got to all have them done by a certain time, so they all come out over the arc for the Olympics next year. And I'm
mm-hmm.
it's like
oh,
really
nice.
Exciting. People
Ooh.
Are going to really love it.
That's going to be nice to have. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to have her. Well, I have Michelle Prince coming, I think, week after next. But,
yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to get that on. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
I just want everybody to know about that.
Love, you need to contact her and tell her you need in on this. Come on now.
Yes.
What was her name? I had my pen in hand. I was like, ooh, let her say it again. Say it one more time.
Her name is Michelle Prince.
Michelle. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's spelled like Michael, but it's actually Michelle, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I will contact her. We're in a couple of groups together. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. Well, ladies, I'm sorry, I got to go to another commercial, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Mahogany Says, and we are talking live with Love Journey and Dahlia Rose, and we'll return in a few moments.
You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silverain, mahoganysilverain.net.
Hot Coffee, An Interracial Romance by Donna R. Mercer, a new release on December 3rd, is now available for pre-orders on Amazon. Roman is a playboy, but one too many scandals has put his CEO position in jeopardy. He must find a nice girl one of the board of Hemingway Industries would approve of and get married before the new year. Maya is just the woman he needs with her wholesome clean image. Roman is the one man who has ever held a place in her heart, but she has no plans of marriage, only philanthropy. Roman must prove his love and earn Kamaya's trust or risk losing it all. Everyone needs a little cream in their hot coffee. An Interracial Romance by Donna R. Mercer. For more information, visit www.donnarmercer.com. Hot coffee. Get your copy today. Ink Minimum, Book 1 of the Permanent Hangover Series by Michelle Prince. All Finn Gardner wanted was some fresh air when he stepped down to the alley behind the Permanent Hangover Bar and Tattoo Parlor. Instead, he found someone who needed help. His help. Bailey Parson escapes her life in Chicago to find a better one in St. Paul. Not only does she win over the customers and staff with her smart wit and empathy, she wins over Finn as well. But when Bailey's past threatens their relationship, Finn has a decision to make. Just how much of his dark past does he need to unlock to save her? Two Ink Minimum by USA Today bestselling author Michelle Prince. Get your copy on Amazon today. You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silverain. MahoganySilverain.net.
And welcome back. We are back on Mahogany Says. I'm your host, Mahogany Silverain, and we are talking to Love Journey and Dahlia Rose. Ladies, I am so excited to have you guys. I've been love talking with you. Tell us anything about where, how many books you have, and what is your newest release?
Love, I'll let you go first. Go on. Hit us with this Asian. Come on.
Yes. So... yeah, before romance, I wrote about 30 research books. I'll focus on scholarships and finding free money for college. And then once I entered the romance, I just kind of hit the ground running. So in the last 2 to 3 years, I've written 40 or more books in the AMBW genre. And my latest book, so I've also dipped into the publishing realm. I opened up my own publishing company to help other authors who want to.
Nice.
Publish AMBW books or any other interracial romance or paranormal, et cetera. And oh my goodness, I don't know what my last book was. I just put out a collection. I know of there's on my publishing company, which is AMBW Press. Our publishing novellas, so short reads, and they're all mm-hmm. featuring Asian men and Black women. And so we had a group of authors that there's about six books that we had gotten finished. So we just put out a collection of those books for people who want a little bit more. And it's doing really well. And, oh, no, I know which one I just put out. It's called Personal Playlist.
Oh, yes.
I do a mixture of clean and erotic. And so mm-hmm. sometimes I'll get on a clean kick and all my books are clean. And they're like, no, it doesn't have enough sex. We need more sex. Mm-hmm. We need more and more. And so Personal Playlist is an erotic collection. So it's two stories that are pretty erotic in my tasteful, steamy fashion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. And Miss Dahlia?
Because she's asking me to think. I think I've got maybe over 7 or 8 dozen books now. We lost count a few years ago, and I just stopped between novels and novellas.
Wow.
And currently I had a few new releases back-to-back. I had Urban Gods, a Ikiri that came out in October, and it centered mm-hmm. around these five Nordic gods that are unknown that are they're dealing with the first one, which is Lilith. So I'm mixing up going between
nice.
The biblical lore and Nordic lore to create this new series of these five brothers. In November, I released The Bride of Mackenzie Black, and that's book three of the Not Just Royal series. And that also came out in a collection, the Not Just Royal trilogy. And, you know, I love my lesser, I love my little royals. They're not the prince or the kings or the queens. They're the lesser, you know, the dukes and the lords. And they'll fight for their women when they need to. And I have.
I love that cover. I love it.
Yeah, those covers are beautiful. As a matter of fact, I put them in the video as we're interviewing you. Mm-hmm. When people click on it, they will see the video playing of your book covers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
They are so beautiful.
Nice.
And then there's the 12 Days of Christmas anthology that's coming up, and it starts on December 13th, and it ends on the 24th. And each day, one new author's book is going to release. My book is number 4. It's called Lola and the Four Calling Birds.
Four Calling. Yeah, I saw that cover. That's nice.
Yeah. So basically, she's a high-powered woman, and she has four fantasy lovers that come to her from through this portal in the snow globe, and then it gets a little steamy really fast.
Ooh.
And by the end, this is a menage to end all menages. So just warning people, it's a little bit hot. Read it while you're sipping a brandy.
That's all right. I'll take my hot cocoa and read. That sounds really steamy.
I
have to match 11.
Cool.
Yeah. 11 now, you know. She's got me on this whole lover kit. And she, the way she said lover makes me know.
It
makes me wonder now.
I know, because women should call men their lovers, right?
Mm-hmm. It's so sexy when women
say that they're
open about their sexuality and says that
yes.
you know, I have a lover. And as Black women, we are taught, you know, that our sexuality is supposed to be hidden. So when you hear women being open and honest with it, it's like one of the most appealing things that I've ever heard. So I commend you.
Aww.
Hold on to that lover.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I plan to.
Most definitely.
Okay.
Well, ladies, tell us where our listeners can find your books online. Or is it on Amazon? Or do you have a website?
I have my website. It's www.dahliarose.com. No, dahliaroseunscripted.com. And all my books can be found on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, Apple, Kobo. I'm widely distributed. And you can find some of my older titles in Kindle Unlimited. You know, if someone doesn't know or haven't read me, they can go try those samples and see what they think.
Nice. Okay. And you love?
Yes, so Love Journey is on Amazon. That's where you find me. That's it. Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. Well, you also have a website, Love Journey Books, right? Your website?
No.
No?
No, that, yeah, well, it's on Facebook. So I have a Facebook page. I'm on all the social media. So Love Journey Books on Facebook and Love Journey Book with no S on Instagram or on Twitter. Hopefully to expand, you know, later to other places to sell the books. But right now, Amazon is like, where is that?
Nothing wrong with that.
And I spend so much. Yeah, I'm trying to just spend my energies on writing. And since I only self-publish, so I don't have a publisher, and I am a publisher for other people. So I've got to, you know, bring it in. We're gonna bring it in, and
that's
make
nice.
This as easy as possible. Yeah.
Yep.
So Sounds Dolly, good. You write for a publisher?
I write for Changeling Press. Now, I've had so many different publishers throughout the years, and I primarily self-publish now through Dolly Rose Unscripted. I've made that my own brand because I've been burned by so many publishers so many different times. I'm kind of over it, and I've learned the business, and I know how to publish, and I have these trusted people that I trust with my formatting and my editing. So it's pretty much easy for me to widely distribute through Dolly Rose Unscripted, and I also write with Changeling Press. So
nice.
I do a little bit of both, and you know, I'm looking to expand out a little more next year, and with some new series and some new ideas that I have. So it's going to be a busy 2020. Let's just say that.
Nice.
Okay. I look forward to it.
I look forward to reading too. I don't know, it's like I'm going to be writing, but wow, in between when I'm not writing, I'm definitely going to be reading more. Definitely.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to be reading both your books and just, you know, probably instant messaging love and be like, what did you do to me? You're going to have to start like a little escort service or, you know, mail order husband thing now for all these ladies that's going to want all these Asian guys.
Oh, yes.
Another market.
Well, you
another
know,
market.
They do that. Yeah, they do that in Asia. I'm trying to bring it here. You rent a boyfriend. You can do that.
Are
you
sure?
Can do that. Oh,
my goodness. See, I had really no idea about that. Wow.
And when you go to Japan, you can rent a boyfriend, and he'll take you to the mall. You can go out to eat. You can, you know, you can pick which one you want.
Oh, she's formulating a business plan.
I see that.
Yes.
She's already got it going. Wow. Why not?
just let me look at the pictures when you get them. Like, this is my new set. And I just need to look at the pictures. I'm a married woman, but I can't look at the pictures.
I am too. But we can look at pictures.
Exactly.
We can look at pictures. And
dream.
I still have one single daughter, so well, no, two now.
Okay.
So, yeah, I still have two single daughters. So, you know, hey,
she got some little blazing babies going on.
Yes,
woo! I'm rubbing my hands together again.
With those cheeks. And that's the biggest thing with my grandson is those cheeks. And I don't want to do it, but I just want to though. Those cheeks. I can't help but post him on my Instagram sometimes because he's just got the most adorable cheeks.
And you just want to numb them. That's what you get with babies.
I know,
imagine
right?
Little Blasian babies. He's going to be like, oh, my God.
I know. And my brother-in-law is Japanese, but he was raised by a white family.
So,
it looks like we're almost out of time here.
To my daughters.
Why?
I apologize to my daughters often that I hadn't hit my Blasian phase of life until much later, and that they should have been Blasian, and I'm sorry that they weren't. They just laugh. It's fine.
They're like, it's fine, Mommy. We love us the way we are.
That's right.
Yes. But they do agree with me. They would have been like, oh, I've been so cute.
Well, I thank you ladies for joining me tonight. It has been awesome talking and getting to know each one of you, and I'm definitely going to be following you, and I know that you've got a little more exposure now, and definitely going to have more followers after this too. So I'm looking forward to those books. And is there anything else you'd like to add? We got 56 seconds.
Well, it was lovely being here and finally talking to Love and talking to you. And
aww,
we're going to have to connect off the, you know, off the radio call and, you know, keep in touch because it was great
talking
to you both.
You'll get a message from me in the next 5 to 10 minutes. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you. We are talking to Love Journey and Dahlia Rose. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Have a blessed evening, and thank you.
Bye.
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 You have been listening to Mahogany Says with Mahogany Silverine at mahoganysilverine.net. Thank you and good night.